The topic tonight is Halachot Tzniut, which Be'ezrat Hashem we're going to try to finish it in two sessions, this tonight and next Tuesday night. So I want to give you a little introduction to Halachot Tzniut, which this is the topic that unfortunately now this generation has the biggest problem with. And what I mean by tzniut, by modesty, is not only the way that the women dress, but also the frum people. Hashem Yarachem, how the frum community, they losing touch of what tzniut is about. Like I saw today that the first Orthodox woman became a rabbi. And she's going to be a rabbi of a synagogue. And they start giving semicha to women now. This is the generation that we are living in. We don't even understand what tzniut is, what modesty is supposed to be. Everybody wants to be equal, equality, and the feminism is we lost touch. The idea of tzniut is not only about how to get dressed, is also how to behave as a frum lady, as a bat Torah, as somebody that follows the Torah mitzvot. Isha tznua, a woman that follows the modesty, means that somebody that has to focus of what the role of a woman is. It's not only some people, they think if they don't put a pants on, they put a skirt on, everything is beautiful. If they put a hat or shade on, that's tzanua, everything is fine. It's not only that. That's very important, but there are a lot of other things that a woman has to be very careful, and she should know what the tzniut is. And it's not the Torah, Chas v'Shalom, is not that taking side of the men and not taking the side of women. It's nothing to do with that. As I'm sure everybody that sits here knows that's not what the intention of the Torah is. The Torah's intention is that each one has their own roles, and everybody has their own obligations, and everyone has. Like if you are a general in the army, not every soldier is the same, not every track is the same. Each soldier has a different job, and each one is trying to accomplish something else during the wartime. We are in this society, we are in the war, and each one of us has a different obligation, different mission that we have to follow. The question that a lot of times we get is why the Torah put pressure on the women that they have to be sitting behind the mechitza, or why they have to cover their head or their body parts, different body parts that a man shouldn't. Why is it like that? The answer is, if you look at a regular Siddur and you look at the Sefer Torah is not sitting outside, but the Siddur sits outside. Which one is more important? The Sefer Torah is covered, the Siddur is not covered. The Siddur sitting on the table, the Sefer Torah sits in the Echa. You want to tell me that the Sefer Torah has less respect because it's covered and has more and we are treating them differently? And this is the woman, that's the way the women have to look at it. The women have to look at it in a way that the modesty is not, when they have to cover themselves extra, doesn't mean that their role is diminished. It doesn't mean that their role in a society is less than the role of the man. It doesn't mean that they are not as important as anybody else. In the contrary, that what they are like a Sefer Torah, and everybody else is like a Siddur. And which one is more important? That's one way of looking at the role of women in their society. Now, I want to go over the halachot the most important halachot of tzniut, and again, this the halacha of modesty, the way to get dressed, is a very, very controversial halachot, and some people might say differently, some say that why not this, why not that, why this, why that. I'm going to give you straightforward halacha, that this is what the Shulchan Aruch says, this is what for generations and generations that our mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers did it, and this is the way it should be. Any other thing more than that or less than that is something that you have to ask your competent rabbi to find out if it's the right thing to do or it's not the right thing to do. Now, going outside, any woman over the age of between 3 to 6, right, going outside without sleeveless shirts is a sort to do that, and especially our daughters, they have to get trained that wearing a pants, wearing sleeveless shirt, following the halacha of tzniut has to be followed from the age 3, 6, but not over that. I've seen in this community a lot of girls that they are over the age of 3, they're still wearing pants. It's not proper. The most 6 years old. After 6, there is no heter for a girl to wear pants or to wear sleeveless shirts. It's not a proper thing to do. Therefore, one has to make sure that they follow this rule. Now, the halacha is that the shirt has to come over the elbow, not above the elbow, below the elbow, and the shirt that somebody wears, they have to make sure that the neck, they has to be below the neck. They don't have to go all the way up, but has to be below the neck part, from here, on this side down, has to be covered. The back, from the first, from your spine, right, has to be covered. Not more than that. Cannot have opening more than one level of the spine. That has to be covered, and the neck has to be closed from the top also. Going out with skirts that they are low, or wearing socks that you could see your legs through the socks is not permitted. Also, the misad alacha, the skirt has to be from your knee down, right? Back. It has to be in a way that when you sit, it doesn't go up. It has to be much lower than your knee. That when a person sits, a lot of people say, no, it's below my knee, what's beside halacha, I'm fine. But when they sit, it goes up. That also, they have to think about that doesn't happen. Now, these days, there are skirts out there that they have a cut in the middle. Not a proper thing to wear. Anytime, I don't care if it shows or it doesn't show, is not a proper type of skirt that they have a cut either on the side or in the back or in the front or whatever. Even though that doesn't show anything, your legs are covered, still it's not a proper thing to have a cut on the skirts. Wearing shirts or any type of clothing that has holes in them is not the proper. It also is not proper, and one should not do that. By the way, when I say there's a difference between asur and it's not proper, when I say it's asur, it means it's prohibited and there's no heter toward something like that. When I say it's not proper, I can't tell you it's asur to do it, but it's not the way of a Jewish woman, a bad Torah, that should wear something like that. When somebody wears shirts, right, that have holes in them, I can't tell you that sort of put something else under it. The body is not shown. That is not a proper thing to do. Any type of a clothing that could draw the attention of men is not proper. That's the bottom line. It could be 100% kosher type of clothing, but if it draws the attention, then that makes it not proper. One should not wear that. Again, today also a lot of shirts and coats or skirts or anything like that people have, when they bent, the shirt goes up and the back could see the body. It's not a proper thing to do, even though that you have 100% down, but you have to think when you bent, if the shirt go up and the body shows, that's also you are doing something that is not proper. Meikar adin sad alacha, from the elbow down is not a problem, and your elbow could show. But a lot of women, the makbid that I can't tell you, you should not do it. You have to do that. But if somebody could do it in a way that the hand completely all the way down is covered, is a good thing to do, but you don't have to do it. Misad alacha is only from the elbow down that has to be covered. More than that, you don't have to do it. Wearing socks. The socks has to, they have to wear socks that goes only to the knee. Right? Over the knee, you don't have to do it. You don't have to cover them. But that also, one has to make sure that, number one, the socks cannot be the same color as the feet. It has to be different color, and it has to be, a lot of times people wear socks that when you look at it, you don't even know if they have the socks on or no. They have people have that, therefore they make it today. It has to be clear that you're wearing a sock. If the socks is not, it has the same color or same as the legs, one should not wear those. It's not a proper thing to do. Now, a lot of times, and again, all these things are new things that is only we have this generation. There's also people have skirts, and they have socks that they wear all the way up, but the skirt is low, it's not a proper length, and they tell themselves, why do I need to have a long skirt? I'm wearing socks, and the socks go all the way up. It's not a proper thing to do either. The skirt has to be lefi alacha below the knee. If it's over top of the knee, even though that you're wearing very heavy duty socks, it's not a proper thing to do. The skirt has to be long enough that even without the socks, it would cover everything that you need to cover. Now, another question that a lot of people ask was that when somebody is at home, should they wear socks, or they could be makel not to wear socks? Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that misad mikaradin, misad alacha, you don't have to wear. If you are only inside and nobody else that is not part of the family is not inside the house, you don't have to wear socks. But if the husband wants to say, let's say bench, Beket Amazon, or Shema, or Shemon Esre, or anything like that, then they are not that they can't do it. If the woman does not have a socks on, right, she could be without the socks. But at the same time, they cannot daven, and they cannot say any devarim shebe kedusha. They cannot bench, they cannot say shmar, they cannot say shmoneser, they cannot say brachot, they can't say anything if the legs are showing and there's no socks on. any type of clothing that is tight clothing is not a proper thing to do, and that I could even say that is a prohibited thing to do. If somebody is wearing clothing that is so tight that it could be shown, things could be shown from there, that's the sad halacha is also to wear that type of clothing also. As I said before, that one has an obligation from the misad din of chinuch. You have an obligation from to educate our children. That one has to lachatchila, you have to educate the girls to wear proper clothing from age of 3. But the shadat achak, 6 cannot be more than 6 years old. Is the story about somebody who took his daughter to chazonish. Chazonish looks at the girl was 4 or 5 years old, and Chazonish told the father, "Is that the chinuch that you're giving your daughter? Is that this is what you're teaching your daughter?" And unfortunately, a lot of people are not careful on that. There has to be done in a proper way that 3, but the most 6 years old, they already know how to dress properly. There is no heter whatsoever for a woman to wear pants. Even the pants that are made for women, the women's pants, there is no heter, there is no leeway for that. That is for a woman to wear pants under any circumstances. I'm talking about pants to go outside. Anything that is going to separate the legs of a woman is assured to do that, and has nothing to do if the pants was made for women or for men. That's halacha. Now, there are certain situations that one is allowed to wear pants for different reasons. For instance, if a woman wants to wear pajamas at night, they want to stay with pajamas, you are allowed to do that. It's not a problem. If a woman goes working out, going to a sport club, that made only for women. There's no man there, and there's no man running the show. A woman is in charge. If a woman wants to wear a pants there only, you are allowed to do that. But the chatchila one should wear a scarf over it. You could wear the pants, but should wear a scarf over it also. But if there is man there, then for sure you are not allowed to wear pants, even for sports. The girls that they go to schools and they have sport class and they're asking them to put pants on under any circumstances, they are not allowed to do that if the person that is running the sport class is a man. It doesn't matter, by the way, the Jew or a boy, it doesn't make any difference. They are not allowed to wear pants. They also, the sport, as I said, the sport club also has to be a woman that is guiding and running the classes. There's also a halacha that a woman should not wear red clothing. What I mean by red, mamash red, has to be 100% red, not any other color that is similar to red. If it's similar to red, it's fine. But the only time is asur is only if the color is 100% red. The reason for that is because you're drawing attention to yourself, and it's not a proper thing to do. If somebody has clothing that is not the tzniut, let's say you have pants and skirt that is not proper, or they have sleeveless shirts or jackets or anything like that, you cannot give it to another Jew and say to yourself, "No, they wear it. I'm not wearing it, but they're wearing it. Let me give it to them as a matana, as a gift." Cannot do that. If you are not wearing it, cannot give it to somebody. Could give it to a non-Jew, it's not a problem. But to another Jew, even though that they are not Shomer Mitzvot, even though that they don't care, they're wearing it anyways, but you cannot give it to another Jew to wear that type of clothing, and even if they could get it from somewhere, so they cannot give it to them. There is also another idea out there that a lot of clothing today, that they have buttons. The buttons, there has to, if the buttons are so between one to the other, so much opening, that when you button your clothing, could be shown, that also is not a proper thing. A woman should not wear something like that either. A woman should not wear clothing that color of the shirt is like the same color as the body. That also is not proper, because again, you're drawing attention. Anything that could draw the attention to oneself, one should not wear that, because that's also the people are going to look at it. Now, there's one thing that I have to talk about it. I know it's controversial, but I'm going to say it anyway. Wearing jeans is not a proper thing to do. It's not a proper clothing for a Jewish woman to wear jeans. Jeans is something that is not the dark cat's mute. It's not something that is modest. And a person should stay away from that. I can't tell you that soon. I can't say prohibited to do that, but it's not something, and that is not something that a Jewish, a bad Torah, a person that follows Torah Mitzvot should do that. But if somebody is wearing it, I can't say they are doing something against Halacha. I can't say that, but it's not a proper thing to do. Now there are clothing, there are the shirts that they have long sleeves, but the sleeves are loose. A lot of times when a person raises their hand, you could see everything from under it. Even though it could be according to Halakha, everything is fine and long and it's beautiful. But once you go like this, you could see everything. That also is not a proper thing to do. Even though inside Halakha, the shirts are halakhically fine. They are long enough, and there's nothing wrong with them. But that by itself, because it's possible that it could be shown from in a different way, one should not wear them either. Now, there's a halacha of, I want to talk about the halachot of covering hair. We know that there are two different ways that a woman could cover their hair, either wearing a tichon or sheiton. By the way, I just want to make it very clear, so I don't tell anybody what to wear. They could wear whatever they want. As long as between husband and a wife is worked out that both are agreed with one way of doing it, that's fine. Sheitel is fine, and the tichol also is fine. The people think that I tell women to wear tichol, that's not true. They could wear whatever they want as long as they work it out between each other, and whatever the wife is comfortable of doing it, that's Mesad Halakha, that's okay, and there's nothing wrong with it, because there are a lot of Gedolei Israel, they agreed with Sheitol, there are a lot of Gedolei Israel, they agreed with Tichol. They both ways are people that they say is okay, but whichever way people want to do it, that's fine. Now, but there's something with both of them. When people are wearing Sheitol, the Sheitol has to be also the Derech Tzniut. They are today making sheitels thousands of dollars. And it's like, it's impossible to know if it's a sheitel or somebody's hair. It came out impossible. But that also is not a proper thing to do. I can't say it's also. But it's not a derech tzniut. It's not something that the Jewish, bad Torah, should wear type of sheitel that draws attention to themselves. That's one downside with Sheitel. The downside with Tichol is that the Tichol does not cover the hair properly either. A lot of times that the women were wearing hat or Tichol or anything that they're putting in their head is not covered completely. The ma'ala, the advantage of sheitor to tichol is sheitor at least covers the hair properly. Can't see anything. But tichol, it doesn't do that. Tichol, unfortunately, they have, you see, there are pieces, part of the hair could be shown and it could be a problem. Now, some say that if you're wearing a tichol and up to a tefach, up to 7 centimeters, and your hair is showing, is not a problem. That's true. But is not, again, is not recommended, is not a proper thing to do. There's one is proper, one is not proper. One is halachically also, one is not proper thing to do. Wearing a tichol, that part of the hair is showing, is not a proper thing. That's the reason, by the way, a lot of gedolim say that it's better to wear sheitol than tichol, because sheitol at least covers the hair properly. It's nothing shown. Tichol is very hard, it's difficult to make sure that you're wearing it properly. And therefore, but both ways are fine, and one has to be careful that either way that you are choosing, it has to be done that nothing is shown. Now, I want to talk about a few halachot regarding wearing clothing, the man's clothing, you know, that's an isur midoraita. The Torah tells us that a woman is not allowed to wear a man's clothing and a man is not allowed to wear a woman's clothing. That's one of the 613 mitzvot of the Torah, that everybody, the man and the woman, are obligated to worry about that. The Torah tells us, "Lo hiye keli geber al isha," and this also says, "Lo ilbash geber simlat isha." A man is not allowed to put a woman's clothing on. A woman is not allowed to put a man's clothing on. Now, this halacha, by the way, just have to make it very clear. It's very important to understand the foundation of this halacha. The halacha says, if you have a clothing that is 100% a man's clothing, you cannot wear. A man is not allowed to wear clothing that is 100% made for women. But if there are clothing that are made for both the same, then both of them could wear it. Example. Give an example, like sports shoes. Right? Shoes, like the running shoes, let's say. There are types that is men and women could wear. It's not made only that women wear this and men wear that. Then both of them could wear the same. Let's say you buy only one running shoe for a couple. One day she wants to wear, one day we have to make sure that it fits also. That one day she wants to wear and one day he wants to wear, that's fine. You could do that. Now I want to give you a few examples of what's considered clothing for men, what's considered clothing for women, what's considered clothing for men and women equally. The clothing that is made only for men, hat, a regular hat, a Shabbos hat, a black hat, or a kippah. Even wearing a woman wants to put a kippah on, that's also, that's considered a man's clothing. A tie. Tie is considered a man's clothing, and if a woman wants to put a tie on, you are not allowed to do that. Pants is considered a man's clothing, and therefore a woman is not allowed to put pants on. Shoes, regular shoes, is like regular shoes that the men wear, is considered men's clothing, and therefore a woman is not allowed to wear. You have guns. Like in Eretz Yisrael, the women that they go to the army, they have guns on themselves. That's also to do that. One of the reasons that the Gedolim were against for women to go to the army was that they killed the woman. That's the first in the Torah, Halacha. The first in the Torah that says women are not allowed to carry guns, because the reason is the guns consider a man's thing, and wearing that is considered a man's clothing. That's the that is that this the, what I said now are the clothing that belongs to the men that women are not allowed to wear. Now, the clothing that belongs to the women that you have to make sure your husbands are not going to wear, a hat that belongs to a woman. A woman's hat a man is not allowed to wear. Shaitol. A shaitol considers labush, it's considered clothing. If your husband wants to wear your shaitol, he's not allowed to do that. And skirts also are not, a woman is not, a man is not allowed to wear skirts, or even long skirts also the same thing. A woman's shoes that's specifically made for women, a man are not allowed to wear that. Any jewelry that's considered that made for women, a man is not allowed to wear jewelry either. Now, you might ask, what about rings? Rings are made for men, that the ones that men wear are made for men. That's different. But I'm talking about jewelry that made for women, like necklace. Let's say a man wants to wear a pearl necklace. That's my much men's, a woman's clothing. You are not allowed to do that. Now, just by in what the men that they wear earrings, right, is not the reason is asur is not because it's a woman's clothing. But if they put earrings in both ears, that's considered woman's clothing. And there was, if a man decides they want to wear two earrings in both ears, that's this halacha. I'm not saying that if a man wants to wear only one ring, one earring is fine. Even one earring is wrong, but it's not, the reason it is as bad is not because it's considered a woman's clothing. But if they took both ears, that's considered a woman's clothing. Now, the type of clothing that for both of them are the same. If you have scarf, normally, again, before I go through the list, this is as to with every city, every situation is different. If, let's say, 5 years from now, they come out with a special scarf that only women wear, then the halakha would be that scarf would be asur. Today, a lot of scarves are out there that there's no difference between men and women. Everybody wears them. Then it's fine. Belt. There are types of belts that is not made only for women. It's a type of belt that the men and women are equal. They could, but if there is a belt that made specifically for women, then a man is not allowed to wear, or vice versa. Socks. Now, I want to tell you, before I get to socks, I want to tell you another halach. Let's say a man or a woman wants to wear underwear that belongs to the opposite sex, right? That's, even though that's considered the different type of clothing, is mutar. You are allowed to do that. If a man wants to wear a woman's socks, right, or a woman wants to wear a man's socks, as long as it's covered and you don't see it from outside, then it's fine. But when you go outside, it's shown, then it's not fine, because as long as it's sanua and there was covered, then it's not a problem. Or any other type of underwear that either one wants to wear, as long as it's covered, it's okay. You don't have to worry about that. Glasses. The glasses, reading glasses, normally they are those that for men and women are the same. You could use the same ones. But sunglasses, they are a special one for women, then you cannot wear the women's sunglasses for men, or vice versa. But the regular glasses is different. Gloves. Gloves also are, there are types of gloves that for men and women are the same, there is no difference. But if you have, let's say, it is one that really clearly made for women, then a man is not allowed to wear, or vice versa. But the regular type of gloves is fine. Now, the ones that they put in their ears, what they call them?
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs. those are fine also, because I don't think there's a difference between men and women. Either one could wear the other one, but if there is one that made only for women or made especially for men, then they cannot do it. Umbrella. The umbrella is a very is not so clear what the story with umbrella is, because I seen people take any kind of umbrella that they have, and they take it out, and also umbrella is not considered a malbush, is not considered clothing, because the prohibition in the Torah is only regarding clothing. Because the umbrella is not considered clothing, then one is allowed to take umbrella. Man could take woman's umbrella, and a woman could take man's umbrella, and they could, if they are not embarrassed by it, but they could do it. It's not considered clothing, and it's not a problem. Shoes are considered clothing, and therefore, any type, even the plastic shoes that they put it in their regular shoes, if because they are different, the men and women are different, they have to be careful not to use from each other. And also, the ties also, they are very clearly, they are men's ties and they are women's ties, and they cannot use either one from... The men are not allowed to use the women, and women are not allowed to use the men. Now, if you are going to play, and there's a play, and the play is that you have to take the role of a man, and the role is that you have to put a suit on. Or let's say a man, his role is that he has to put skirt on, and there are no circumstances one is allowed to do that. Is asur to do this. Therefore, if there is a play that the play calls for a man for a woman to wear suit, one is not allowed to do that. What you can do, let's say, if the play calls for a woman to wear pants, then if she has to put skirt over the pants, cannot just wear, even though that they're in the audience, all women, doesn't make any difference, one is not allowed to play in a play that they ask you to put men's clothing or man put the woman's clothing on. There's no heter for that. Now, a lot of times people think that if I'm wearing everything proper, I'm just putting one clothing that belongs to a woman, or a woman says every other clothing that I have on is fine, I'm just using one clothing that belongs to a man. That's not true. It doesn't make any difference. Let's say you're putting one shirt. Everything, you're putting skirt on, putting a coat that belongs to a woman, but your shirt belongs to a man. That's also a sur. One is not allowed to do that. This alachot of wearing clothing of each other is one of the most complicated alachot. One has to be very, very careful. That it's very easy for a person to violate this halacha without even knowing it, without even paying attention. But we do things, we don't pay attention. Let's say at home, you without any paying attention, you're wearing your husband's shoes on, or you're putting your brother's shoes on, and you go outside. Don't pay attention. Or let's say you're taking their socks, and they put their socks on and don't pay attention. Or you wear their, a lot of times people wear their sweater. The sweater that they are cold. Let's say you go to a park and your husband says, "Are you cold? I'm going to give you my jacket." You can't wear a jacket. You can't wear your husband's jacket or your brother's jacket. And you have to be very careful. These are, I'm saying, nobody is thinking. We are not thinking, and we're doing things that it could be imamash sulmi the right, or could be involved with this type of thing. I'm taking questions.